there's so many avid cyclists out there, and 250 probably would be nothing to them. But equally, there's families that can get involved, and they can do, you know, family runs out on the bike, on the scooter, even the pushchair is involved, and do this over the month of July.
The pandemic has affected so many charities and their ability to raise funds, Susan. Calling door to door and so on hasn't really been an option, and I'm sure it is for Make-A-Wish Ireland it has been no exception. So to be able to do something like this and to help seriously ill children is great to see, and to have someone of the calibre of Nicholas Roach on board as well.
Oh, we're delighted. Nicholas is a fabulous ambassador, and I mean, you know, he's very, very busy at the moment, but he is so committed to the organisation that he wants to get behind this. I think, you know, for Make-A-Wish, the last 15 months, as you said, have been really difficult, very challenging. We've had to completely change our business model, you know, not just from a fundraising point of view, but equally how we can go about granting the wishes. So historically, we would have had quite a number of our wishes would have been travel, and we had to cease that back in February 2020. And, you know, we then had to look at the different options for wishes, bearing in mind our children are all living with life-threatening illnesses. So we have to be very, very careful in relation to their safety and their health and well-being.
Of course.
So, yeah. You know, it's a question of that we now have supply issues. Because while we might be able to do a gaming wish, we mightn't be able to get the TV screen. We mightn't be able to get the actual equipment. If we're looking at staycations, you know, is that safe for the family to go? Will the venue actually be open? And it's this constant, you know, we're dealing with children and we're all about hope. So, you know, we want to be able to tell a child, yes, this is going to happen and this is going to happen at this particular time. But the challenge we have with the results of the implications from COVID and the restrictions is, you know, we're second guessing ourselves all the time.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been a challenge. And then from a fundraising point of view, it's a question of having to completely revitalize how we generate funds. But well, we're determined to keep going. We have our 30th anniversary coming up next year. So we're doing what we can this year and hoping to literally race out again in January 2022 and start granting the number of wishes we would normally be granting.
Well, one of those children, Susan, who had their wish granted last year was 10-year-old Kate from Broadford, who wished for an e-bike and trailer. And Kate's mum, Linda Maher, joins me now. Good morning to you, Linda.
Good morning, Alan. Hi, Susan.
The Make-A-Wish Ireland made such a difference to Kate. Can you tell us a little bit of her story?
Yeah, so Kate is 10 years old and Kate is quadriplegic. She has cerebral palsy, so literally she cannot do anything for herself. And, you know, a lot of her time would be just spent in her wheelchair. She has no mobility whatsoever. And she's used to hearing us coming and going and running here, there and everywhere and, you know, knows that she's not going to be joining us. So the wish that I suppose the family chose for her and, you know, Make-A-Wish were brilliant in this, getting us to think outside the box and thinking, you know, something that would last for years for Kate, was her bike and her trailer for herself. And you know what, it's been invaluable to us. I mean, we can just out the door, the whole lot of us go off for our family cycle, and you can, you know, as short or as long as you want. I mean, 250k sounds like an awful lot, but you know, only last weekend we went and cycled up to my brother's house in McCallaghan's Mills. It's about 15 or 16k, but it was actually Kate's sister that cycled the bike. She's 12. She was able to cycle it, not a bother. The old fogies were coming along behind, but,
bringing up the rear.
But you know, it's something that the whole family can do. And if you're tired, you can stop, take your drink, look around, see the beautiful day. And you know, for Kate, she can't see either, so you know, we can go faster or we can go slower if she wants to stop. We can, is that the cows or is that the birds or is that the water in the stream? Or, you know, it's exposing her to a lot more than just indoors and just maybe TV, which, you know, is a lot of what she spends her time doing as well.
Yeah, I'm just
so it's just something that it just totally, totally broadens her, you know, experience, her day-to-day experience. And it's,
Linda, you know, it sounds like it has made such a huge difference to Kate's life. To
it has,
not just to be out in the outdoors and to hear you guys describing, you know, the sound of birds and whatever else might be happening, but just to be spending quality time outdoors with her family. She must be thrilled.
She is. She just loves it. And I mean, you know, a lot of the time, again, another limitation for Kate is choice making. She can't decide what she wants to do. But this is just another option, you know, rather than just, do you want the TV? Do you want to go for a walk? Would you like a cycle? And straight away, it's, yeah, I'm going cycling. And everyone she meets, she has to stop and tell them about her bike. And it's, you know, it's hers. It's something for her. And that we can all do together as well. So it's just made such a difference to her.
I have to say, Linda, hearing Kate's story just shows the importance for charities like Make-A-Wish Ireland to be able to continue to function in what are increasingly difficult times in terms of organisations like that trying to raise funds. And it just shows the importance of them being around to help people like Kate.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's something that we had thought about for a while, and it was outside of our reach, and we couldn't even find one in Ireland, and it just sort of, we put it on the long finger. And so then for Make-A-Wish to be able to provide it for us, it's just amazing. I mean, it might sound like a simple thing or something that's not that, you know, that's not a big deal to a lot of people, because you can just go out and get your own bike and off you go. But to us, it's just huge. It's not something that we would have been able to do for ourselves. And the difference that it has made for all of us, for the whole family, even if only one or two of us want to go and bring Kate, normally, you know, because she's getting bigger, she's too heavy to be moving around or to be lifting or carrying.
Yeah.
But as I say, her sister and her brothers, they're able to bring her, they're able to cycle, and we can all go. And it's, you know, if there's any way anybody can help, I mean, even the smallest donation, even the smallest little bit that you can contribute, will just mean that more and more wishes can be granted to children like Kate. And it's, you know, I can't stress how much a difference it has made to Kate in particular. I mean, not just the family, but particularly Kate. She just enjoys it so much. It just lights up her day when we say we're going to go for a cycle.